You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Dealing with the whole lunchbox scenario.
Yeah, Simo, do you still bring a lunchbox with you every day to work?
No, neither of us. You and I are... We're very good for society in regards to purchasing on the daily.
Look, I prefer to call it supporting the local economy.
That's right, yeah.
And there are certain businesses that I am keeping in business with buying lunch every day.
Absolutely. So, but some people, more responsible adults.
Yeah.
Probably smashing the lunchbox, what, 3 times a week, you reckon? Maybe more?
Oh, there's people in the office that bring like a lunch, not like the, you know, the lunchbox that you take to school, but like, you know, one of those cool, it's like insulation ice boxes, whatever they're called.
They've upgraded since the Dora the Explorer lunch. Lunchbox.
Exactly, yeah. You know, it's like an evolution. And, you know, they will bring their packed lunch pretty much every day.
Yeah, no tuna of late, which has been great.
Oh, no, there is.
Oh, is there?
There is someone in the office. You're just not around at that time.
<I'm> gone. So the reason I bring up lunchboxes is because a woman has taken to social media to explain or to show off her lunchboxes.
Okay.
Now, they're not for her kids, which is interesting.
Right.
Now, they're for her husband. Now, do you find that potentially problematic?
Yeah.
Yes and no. Depends what the trade-offs are.
Well, do we know what's in the lunchbox?
Yes, we do.
Go on.
All right, so... Apparently, she explains her husband often works away from home, struggles to find good lunch options on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to avoid him from smashing the pies on the daily, probably.
Servo pies.
The shepherd's pie with a bit of sauce. So what she has put together is pre-packed lunch boxes to take with him, which include cheese slices, cold meats, fruit, crackers, and a bag of Maltesers.
Oh, so it's sort of like an antipasti and Maltesers.
On the daily, yeah. Antipasto with chocolate.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's much really to go on there that's healthy, Jordan, because...
Well, that is fruit.
It's cabana and cheese, mate.
Cheese is calcium. There's fruit there. Maltesers have...
Yeah, but look at the fruit that's been selected. There's grapes in there. That doesn't count.
Well, I mean, they're not in wine form, so I think it still counts.
No, I don't think so.
Well, look, okay, Simo, whenever you did have your lunchbox packed by your mum or whoever it may have been back in the day, did you ever kind of, even though you had your lunch, just sort of forget about that and buy your lunch anyway?
I used to just give away my lunch on the bus on the way home that I hadn't eaten just so that mum and dad wouldn't be upset. Like, because the bus is a great spot to basically dish out anything you don't want.
Oh, it's a great place to do business. Like, now that Trump's not president, he should just do all his business on a bus.
Yeah, I remember
that. Because everyone's in a confined space.
I remember there was one girl at the front of the bus, can't remember her name now. Anyway, would not be quiet about how hungry she was all the way on the bus, all the way back to my hometown. And so I was like, there was a sandwich in my lunchbox that I was not interested in.
I've got a ham sandwich. It's been in my bag all day.
Now, I didn't say anything. My stop came up. I simply... stood up.
Threw the sandwich at her.
No, I simply stood up, walked down the aisles toward the exit of the bus, and then just, like, just dropped it, like, picked up my bag upside down and just kind of shook it. Sandwich fell into her lap and I just, like, left. Just bolted.
There was just like an agreement between you two without having to talk. You just knew what was going on.
Well, I didn't look back. It was like dropping a grenade. It was like dropping a grenade and then hiding behind the trenches. It was a little bit like that.
Do you reckon this guy's doing it? His wife is packing him his lunch. So he'll kind of go and get like a pie or something for lunch.
Yeah.
And just like on his way back, he'll just look in his bag and go, oh crap, I've got like 5 packed lunches because I've been away for 5 days.
He's actually...
Sandy!
He's actually...
Are you feeling a bit peckish by chance? You got some 5-day-old meat that hasn't been refrigerated?
He's actually, because he's on the road so much, he probably could stop off at a bus stop, wait for one to rock up, and then just, it's like, just chuck him on there and then dismount the bus.
So you know what he is? He doesn't even get on the bus. He's just at the bus stop with like a big jacket and just opens it to like customers waiting. He's like, anyone want to buy some lunches? Lunches. Hey, free lunches.
You want a ham toasty?
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, here in Australia, you know, Victoria's kind of starting to get back to normal. The rest of Australia, sort of more or less back to normal.
All right.
In terms of a corona virus type thing. A COVID normal, I think they're called.
Chief medical officer there, Jordan.
God, if I was a chief medical officer.
I don't think they'd let you be fire warden.
I couldn't even say it a second ago. I stumbled through it. But Simo, here we're kind of more or less getting back on to a COVID normal, I think it's called.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Over in the UK and parts of Europe, the opposite. The UK, in fact, just in the last couple of days, has got into its second lockdown, kind of Victorian style.
I heard Fitzy and Whipper chatting to Kylie Minogue yesterday, and she's going into the second lockdowns.
Fitzy and Whipper were chatting to Kylie Minogue in the UK. I was chatting to some family in the UK last night as well. So, you know, same thing,
same dip.
They're chatting to Kylie Minogue. I'm chatting to my cousin Tom. So, you know, it's same.
Does he spin around?
I've seen him drunk. Yes, he does. So I was chatting to him and... UK, they are going into their second lockdown. More, it's like what Victoria sort of went through,
right?
But I think maybe even worse.
Well, yeah, from my understanding, is their second lockdowns isn't as harsh as their first lockdowns were.
Mm.
However, in the UK, especially places like London, I mean, you've been, right? That's the mother country for you. Lots of houses very packed together in small spaces.
Yeah.
Those apartments in Soho, I think it's called, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good time for people in the UK. Part of their lockdown restrictions is you're not allowed to go out and buy non-essential items.
Okay.
So you can go to shops and buy bread and milk and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
But you can't go buy non-essential items such as cooking equipment or light bulbs. They're classed as non-essential in the UK.
Okay, interesting.
However, that has thrown up a bit of an interesting conundrum for various shops that sell bread and milk, as well as cooking equipment and light bulbs.
So they're making more business, right? They're getting more business?
Well, no, what they're doing is they're trying to be a bit clever about their business.
What, they're hiding bulbs in loaves of bread?
No. No. They're not trying to illegally sell people light bulbs.
Okay, right.
Not what's going on.
Yeah.
So they want people to obviously come to the shop and buy their essentials and spend money and all that sort of stuff, but not spend too long in the shop, you know, and like they don't want people coming and buying non-essential things.
Mm.
So this store in particular has done a little bit of a redesign of its layout.
Okay, right.
Popped all of the items that are classed as non-essential in like two or three aisles, and they have boarded those aisles up.
Oh, so
you cannot go through those aisles. Hell. They have blocked them off.
To me, that seems very odd.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because people would come and break the rules and all that sort of stuff, and you're not meant to.
Yeah. I would just shows kind of the dodgy businessman I would be, because it would just be like, well, if you want some bread, well, you're gonna have to have to purchase. Oh, sorry, if you want some light bulbs, well, you're gonna need to get some gluten in you. You're gonna need some of those other items.
Simo, thankfully, you are not a businessman. No. You'll be the Mr. Burns of businessman.
That's right. Oh, you want an non-essential item? Well, you're gonna need buy 2 litres of milk as well.
Well, Simo, they have boarded up the various aisles that hold the non-essential items in.
Yeah.
However, what they've boarded them up with has caught my attention.
Oh, all right.
They have boarded them up with stacks upon stacks, cases upon cases of beer.
Ah, gold.
There's photos on social media of people going to the shop not being able to go to certain items because they've got various beers, like cases of beer just like stacked up blocking. You can go and buy that beer if you want.
Yeah.
Because beer is essential, apparently.
Well, the Brits love their beer, that's for sure.
But it's just stacked up so you can't physically go into that aisle because there is a mountain of beer in your way. Just imagine that. You're not allowed to go and buy light bulbs because of coronavirus, and you're blocked by going to buy it by Corona beer.
Yeah, awkward. It's a bit on the nose, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, you've got to try and sell Corona beer some way.
There's a lot of your mates at the moment as well. Have you had that where they're like, they pick up a six-pack of Corona because they think it's funny? I had to stop myself from doing that on the weekend.
I did that like 2 weeks ago.
It's a problem. It's a real issue. It's like, it's not funny. You're a dickhead.
Oh, I don't know. I think it was Instagram worthy for me.
I don't know if it's enough to stop people from getting at the non-essential items, realistically.
A mountain of beer that they cannot pass.
Cases of beer because, what, the age-old saying goes, there ain't no mountain high enough. Doesn't go, ain't no beer cases high enough.
True.
That could stop me.
We'll get Jimmy Barnes to rewrite that song.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And are you a big fan of nostalgia or when something comes back with a vengeance?
It depends what it is.
Yeah.
Certainly in 10 years' time, if coronavirus came back with a vengeance, would not be a fan of that.
Not a good time.
No.
Fidget spinners were back.
Yeah, I could take them or leave them.
Yeah, exactly.
But like if a song or something, you know, you haven't heard for 10 years and then you hear it again, and I reckon that's a good thing, provided it's not like Gangnam Style or something annoying.
What's that one by The Killers?
Mr. Brightside?
Is it Mr. Brightside? Yeah, I reckon it is. That it's never dropped out of the like top 100 songs ever.
Oh yeah, I think that is
just still there.
It's still always. It's like a constant. Just like a bad smell. It's just always lingering.
You can't get rid of it. I think I've got it here somewhere. Oh, this one here by the Killers. Well, somebody told me
you had a boyfriend. That's Mr. Brightside, but anyway.
Oh wait, somebody told me. Yeah. So the Mr. Brightside, the Killers. There it is. Sorry, my bad. Here it is. There you go, Jordan.
Simo, it's good that you don't like work at a radio station where you have to tell different songs apart.
There we go. I got it, that one.
All right, second time.
That one never...
It could be Miley Cyrus coming up next, or it could be Ariana Grande. We don't know.
Speaking of Miley, so there have been a couple of songs that have snuck back into the iTunes top 200.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure.
I didn't realise they do a 200.
Yeah.
At what point did they stop the iTunes 10,000?
They just keep going. No, Miley Cyrus. This one is back. Party in the USA.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, the streaming stats and the purchases of this song have gone up by, it's like over 30, 40%.
Why? Has Miley done something?
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
Swung on a wrecking ball naked again?
So, Party in the USA,
yeah,
alongside with almost consistent stat increase from NSYNC.
I think I've worked out why.
So this one has also crept into the iTunes 200.
Can I have a guess why they may be back in fashion now?
Yeah, for sure.
So Party in the USA and a song called Bye 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 are both American artists.
That's right, yeah.
Would it have something to do with that big election thing that happened?
Maybe.
And perhaps people are having a party in the USA and saying bye 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 to a certain Mr. Trump.
Yeah, well, we have actually got a USA foreign correspondent waiting on the line.
Oh, do we?
Has a maybe a bit of an idea about who it's responsible for these songs creeping back into the iTunes 200, but they're not sure.
Right.
I just want to stress that they're not 100% sure who's...
If they're not sure, who is this foreign correspondent? You don't see that on the news. It's like, oh, yeah, no, I think there's something happened. I'm not sure, though.
So
we've sent you all the way to Washington. How do you not know?
So this guy, he may have the answer,
okay,
but he's not necessarily... He's not 100% sure.
She gets a random person off the street.
Here he is.
But I know nothing about, I was not involved in the project. I have no idea who was.
Simo and Jordan.
And hey, Simo, have you ever been to a Madame Tussauds wax museum?
Is it Tussauds? Yeah. No. Mm. I know where they are.
You had to think a long time to realise if you've ever been to one.
Well, I haven't been to one, but my brother, youngest one, Benny, went to the wax museum in Germany.
Okay.
And licked the back of Cristiano Ronaldo's neck. So...
Did it taste of wax?
Tasted of a champion is what it tasted like.
So if you don't know what they are, they're these amazing waxwork models that look dead set like famous people.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes it's pranks. Famous people go there, pretend to be waxwork models, and people just walk past.
That's true. I reckon Schwarzenegger has done that.
I think I've seen Gordon Ramsay swearing at people doing that.
Standard.
So he
wasn't even invited.
He was just there.
Yeah.
Just wakes up and starts swearing.
He wasn't even dressed as a statue.
So there's one in Sydney, but there's like Madame Tussauds Museum sort of all over the world. Kind of wherever there is a Hard Rock Cafe, there's probably also a Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, true. Good call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought of that during that song.
Yeah, very good.
And Simo, two in particular Madame Tussauds museums have made the news.
Right.
Interestingly, the one in Germany as well is
Deutschland.
One in Berlin, where they have decided to put their... They had a waxwork of Donald Trump.
Yep.
And in the last couple of days, they have decided to put it in a dustbin.
Wow. That's unfortunate for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't go. If you go to the one in Berlin, don't lick Cristiano Ronaldo. Someone already has.
I was like, don't lick any of them.
Well, the rest of them...
Just as a blanket rule.
The rest of them, I don't have first-hand information.
Or whether they've been licked or not.
Correct. Specifically with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, you can go lick Ronaldo, just not the back of his neck.
Very true.
Go lick his nose or something.
Yeah, that's very true.
Do they have, like, security? How did he manage to do that?
I don't know. There's photo evidence of it, so, yeah, well, they'll come for him at some point.
Well, certainly don't start licking the waxwork of President Donald Trump. The one in the Berlin Madame Tussauds has been put in the dustbin.
Yeah, well, especially that one if it's in the bin.
Have you seen... It hasn't been put in an actual bin. It's like it's a show for show. They haven't actually just thrown it out.
I thought it was in an actual bin.
No.
Oh, right.
It's still on display, but they've just kind of changed the display and, you know, put some, you know, a fake rubbish bin, and that's what it is.
Right, that's less unfortunate, more funny. Mm. I'm into that.
Have you seen what the London Madame Tussauds has done to their version of the Donald Trump waxwork?
One of them have changed him from president. He used to be the apprentice Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was President Donald Trump. Now he is golfer President Trump. Is that right?
Got it spot on. So they've got various outfits that they would put the models in.
Yep.
Like you say, Donald Trump, when he was doing his TV show, was dressed in that when he was president. I don't know who gets the job of changing Donald Trump's clothes, but that must be a bad day at the office.
Yeah.
And now, in the last couple of days, they have changed the Madame Tussauds Donald Trump outfit so that he's not in his presidential suit and tie and, you know, there was a Make America Great Again hat.
Yep.
Now they've changed it to some golfing attire.
Fantastic.
Complete with a crappy-looking... checkered jumper.
Have you seen? Now, this goes to prove just the marketing in America is fantastic. Elections are like businesses. The merch is fantastic. So they call them manga hats. Is that right?
America great again. Yeah, Matt.
Correct. Yeah. Did you see the hat that Biden put out overnight?
Well, just quickly with those manga hats, you do have to be quite careful because I think manga is also like an anime
That's
cartoon
right.
or something
yeah,
like
true.
That.
Yeah,
so you got to be very careful which one you buy.
Right. Classic.
But no, what's Biden put out?
Biden put out a hat. So it's the red ones are Make America Great Again, and he's got some caps that he's now put out which says we did. harsh.
I know, harsh, but at the same time, kind of funny. Well done. Didn't expect that from Biden.
That's as harsh as a wax figure in a dumpster, as harsh as that is.
You know, it'd be even worse if with this is a Donald Trump golf outfit, they just pop one of those hats on him.
Awkward.
And then put him in his golf stuff in the dumpster. just combine all three.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And cracking the acting industry, there is an Aussie celebrity, an Aussie treasure, who's considering a career change.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Bobby Irwin?
Is that Steve Irwin, the Crocodiles Hunter's son? Is that the right one?
Bobby, a.k.a. Robert Irwin.
It's been the craziest week. Yeah, so I just got back from L.A.
He's so joyous.
I know.
Do you find that? He's just all... It makes me feel simultaneously fantastic and very angry.
Well, that you're not that joyous.
No, yeah, a little bit.
Well, I mean, you can become more joyous.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's the secret. Just hang around with lots of animals.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Get pooed on by various animals and you'll be happy.
Is that the secret, is it? We've all been searching.
I mean, it could be.
People have been writing poetry and movies about happiness for years.
No, you just have to get pooed on by an echidna or something and then all will be well.
By a quokka? Is that another... native animals?
Maybe it's a good thing that you're not working in Australia. Zoo with the Steve Irwin son.
So his career change, mind you, he's thinking about switching it up.
Okay.
So you just heard him coming back from LA there.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking about hitting up the big screen.
Okay.
Going into acting.
Right.
How do you reckon he'd go?
I mean, yeah, I haven't seen him act
but
in
I don't
movies
know.
Before.
I think he'll just say this. He'll sound the same, won't he?
Yeah, but... There are some actors that have made a living out of that.
That's true.
Have you seen any Liam Neeson movie in the last 10 years?
I've got a very particular set of skills.
I know. I can portray a cop who doesn't really play by the rules but gets the job done.
Yeah, so...
That's more or less every Liam Neeson movie.
Well, I'm thinking there are some big high-profile roles that are coming up to be recast.
So this is for Steve Irwin's son.
That's right.
These are roles that he is going to get.
Yeah, some big high-profile cinema roles which are due to be available.
Right. Do you know how old Steve Irwin... I think he's like 14 or something like that. He's still in school.
Yeah, 16.
16, okay.
Yeah. So one of the roles I think is coming up that he should audition for. So obviously James Bond, Daniel Craig's had enough. Enough is enough.
I reckon that would be brilliant. Just an Aussie James Bond. The name's Bond. James Bond. Crikey!
Yeah, it's like you'd get the producers and the director of photography be like, righto, Bobby, can we have just, you're in a long tunnel. Imagine you're in a long tunnel. It's like a barrel of a gun. And we want you to look back down the barrel of the camera and deliver the line, okay, Bobby?
You He's got just this. Holding a crocodile. It's like, oh, sorry, I don't have a gun. I just brought this crocodile with me.
But isn't he beautiful?
Imagine if, like, the evil lair in the new James Bond movie happened to be surrounded by crocodiles and poisonous snakes.
Absolutely.
He would be perfect.
So, here, I'll have a crack.
Just walk straight up to them. Oh, aren't they beautiful? Everyone else is going, ah, what are you doing?
Yeah, the dolphins with laser beams on their heads. Yeah, he's the one you'd want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just deliver the iconic line straight down the barrel. It'll be like, the name's Bond. James Bond. Crikey.
He's not Cockney. Your Aussie accent is also Cockney. James Bond. James Bond. No. Shine your shoes, Governor. I've got a crocodile.
Crikey.
All right, so tick. Yes, yeah. Please make that happen.
You endorse that?
Yes, new James Bond, Steve Irwin's son.
He's very joyous, isn't he?
Okay, do you have any other movie roles?
No, just that one mainly.
Okay. Well, just that one. He win all the awards.
Oh, but where I wanted to mention was he's getting some advice from Chris Hemsworth with the acting skills.
Okay.
Ugh. So that'll be good.
You said that'd be good, but your face didn't say that.
So,
are you suggesting that Hemsworth isn't perhaps a good actor?
Yeah, he goes all right. So apparently he's getting some acting tips from Chris Hemsworth, and this is actually in the lead up to the reshooting and the redoing of The Crocodile Hunter. So years and years and years ago, Daddy-O Irwin, he did The Crocodile Hunter, which shot him to fame. And so apparently...
Like the TV show, The Crocodile Hunter,
you mean? Yeah.
Oh, they're bringing that back?
With Robert Irwin
okay.
in the acting role.
I don't know if I like acting role. Because it's not a movie. It's like...
Well, it will be a movie, yeah. They're going to shoot it as a movie.
How is that going to work?
I don't know.
Because, like, the old Steve Irwin Crocodile Hunter was just him jumping on crocodiles in, like, far north Queensland.
Yeah.
How is that turning into a movie? He did do a movie, though. Did you see that? There was a Steve Irwin movie.
So... I'm hoping that if he suits up and looks like James Bond and tackles crocodiles, I'm there. I'm so in.
Yep, I agree with... Well, I mean, I'm not actually there jumping in, tackling crocodiles with him, but I'll happily sit down and watch it.
You'd want danger money for the cameramen.
Yeah, imagine that. So, okay, I got a new job for you. Okay, brilliant. Yeah, you're going to be in a crocodile enclosure. Well.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.